I saw heaven opened, and a white horse was standing there. Its rider was named Faithful and True, for he judges fairly and wages a righteous war. His eyes were like flames of fire, and on his head were many crowns. A name was written on him that no one understood except himself. He wore a robe dipped in blood, and his title was the Word of God. The armies of heaven, dressed in the finest of his title, white linen, followed him on white horses. From his mouth came a sharp sword to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a wine press. On his robe at his thigh was written this title, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Flowing from a wine press. On his robe at his thigh was written this title, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Hey there, Patriots. I'm so glad to see you. I'm so glad that we're getting to come on tonight. I have so many great things to show you. And we're going to talk about just, it's been quite the day. I'm telling you, this Festival of Omer, this Jubilee is going so fast. It's really hard to keep up, but it's great. It's a great time. So yeah, it is 1776, girlfriends and boyfriends. It is 1776. And even at the White House, they had people dressed in 1776 garb. We've been talking about this for a long time. And what basically President Trump was telling Charles, I'm going to call him King Charles, was that we're not going to allow you to rule anymore. How about that? Isn't that awesome? I'm so excited to see everything that President Trump is doing. I'm going to show you this. Yeah, look at that.
It won't take long to get that wrong.
Nope. We're not going to let you. It's like going back in time, just like your great 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 granddaddy, King George. We're not going to let you rule over us. And if it has to be bayonets, if that's what it's going to have to be. So that was really really cool. So yeah, our wonderful president posted the British are coming. It's too much. Yeah, and so just get ready if we have to shoot kill. I'm just joking. All right. I'm just kidding. All right. That's what he's coming. And just by the way, talk about Comey. Got indicted a second time for threatening to president. I'm just a joke. All right. So British are coming. The British are coming. We are going to protect ourselves. And I said, hold on to your wallet. Oh, these people. I'm so sick of them ruling over us, and that's over. We're done with them being the king. We're not calling him king. I'm not. He's not the king. And so this came, this is what we're going to talk about tonight, Trump royalty. I posted a video, literally, you guys, 2019, and I'm just so glad to say I told you so. President Trump posted something today. I'm going to show you just a second where he's talking about being royalty. And I'm going to show you what he was posting today. And not only that, but also with the symbolism with the bees. Have I ever told you guys about that before? Okay, so anyway, very cool. And then also, there is a disaster impending in Iran. And I don't know if it's going to happen. Talk about that. What is the oil well disaster? And also, the three arrests. Woohoo! Arrests, yay. And also President Trump played Trump card. All right, so let's get started. Let's go. All right, so the first thing is President Trump posted this. I'm going to show you the picture. It says revealed how the mail traced Trump's family tree, found out he's the king's cousin. All right, so if you're not familiar with this information, basically I posted this information way back in 2019. And you know, we went through the whole the whole series, family tree. And so I want to kind of like what that is right there. And then, so look on my website, Red Pill. You'll see this video, Lost Tribes of Israel. There's a whole playlist. And this one right here is called Lost Tribes of Israel. Found Trump, Royal Line of Judah, Right to Scottish Throne. And it's kind of a long video. I also have it on Rumble, and I'll go ahead and pop this link right here. Don't mind, moderators, pop that over into YouTube. Hello, YouTube land, as well as Rumble land, and over on both of the chats for everyone to have this access. But this video came from an amazing book by E. Raymond Capt called Missing Links, Discovered in Assyrian Tablets. It goes into the lost tribes of Israel and where they went. He traced them after they were kicked out of. Not familiar with that? Go on to my channel. I talk about what happened. I also have the book Major Clues from Minor Prophets. This one right here. And the Minor Prophets, it's really talking about how they were kicked out of the land. And our exile is finally over. So this is where we are on the timeline of history. When they were cast out, where did they go? Well, they sent the Judah King England or Anglo-Saxon land. And so Saxon, Isaac's go into all this in the video right here. Then trace the line of the Judah Kings. First coronated the Figure 8, Ireland, Asherah pole there, but they put the Stone of Destiny found right there. That's when the Atefi and Ahriman were married, and that was the first king right there in, I call the British, Ireland, Scotland. President Trump is in that line. I'll go into that in this. But yes, so President Trump is posting about this, and he says, wow, that's nice. I've always wanted to live in Buckingham Palace. I'll talk to the queen about this. He's always kind of making a joke about it, and he can get away with a lot because he's making a joke, but he's also exposing the truth. Yes. Okay, why are we getting volume in and out? Okay, what's going on? Volume? Bad sound? What? Don't tell me that. That's working. I see a lot of weird. I don't know why. Don't know. Okay. So is it better now? Cutting in and out. Okay. So let me see. I have some. Yes, with check one quick, and while we're doing that, I will go ahead and play for you. A lot of weird things happening here. That's okay. We're gonna figure it out. It's going. Sorry about that, you guys. Hang on tight for me. If this is going to work, I'm going to play for you what King Charles said before Congress.
Also marks the 25th anniversary of 9/11. This atrocity was a defining moment for America, and your pain and shock were felt around the whole world. During my visit to New York, my wife and I will again pay our respects to the victims, the families, and the bravery shown in the face of terrible loss. We stood with you then, and we stand with you now in solemn remembrance of a day that shall never be forgotten.
Okay, before he goes on, I want to just give you a sound check. Do you hear that better? Is my volume working okay now? Tell me if... Uh-oh. How about that? Oh, it did. You can hear them. You can hear King, whatever, Charles, but not me. Yeah, you could hear him just fine. Sound is better? Okay. All right. So maybe that, I think I maybe know it. Okay. So yeah, so don't pay him any, never mind. Not pay him any, never mind. He is bringing up about 9/11. He's begging Congress to defend Ukraine. Why is he doing this? Why is he discussing Ukraine? Because They know that the Iran conflict is over. They've lost the conflict. They've lost. And so he is, they're all his puppets. And President Trump even said today, he said, John Adams would be shocked to see how they're all in lockstep. And that reality is because they've become puppets of the cabal. It's so sad and so shameful, but it's not, it's not American, not true Americans. These are traitors and they work for the cabal. And so trust me on this one. Charles knows exactly what the issue is, that they, and he's on orders from his masters, puppet, and on orders from his masters to stop President Trump if they possibly can, but he can't. Because President Trump is the real royalty. That's what I was just talking about. Real royalty. Yeah. Not saying, that's so weird. So weird. Why? About that. Exactly what? All right. So I do have the Zoom. And maybe. All right. So I want you to see that's what President Trump posted today. About that he's the king's cousin. And so what happened was, and I go into this in the video, like I was just trying to talk about, that lost tribes of Israel found, that there are some who usurped the throne, are remotely in the family. They have usurped and they do not have the right, the royalty, but President Trump does. And that's what they know also. Say that because they, just like, look back in the history of our forefathers, they usurped the throne back in the day, and they know all of that. This whole House of Lancaster is a usurping line, part of this criminal cabal that over, like they always do. All right, so now, the next thing I wanted to show you is about I'm going to show you a little bit more about King Charles, but first let's go back to this, because I want you to see the situation with, and let me do one, this will help us to get synced. Let's see. All right, I apologize, you guys. All right, so the only thing I noticed is to keep going and, yeah. Oh, it might not be glitching over on. I can see. All right, so bees throughout history have been a powerful symbol of royalty, power, and divine right to rule for thousands of years. You guys know that. I thought the other day, I thought that was so interesting. President Trump putting a beehive on White House grounds, of all things, to put out there. He just actually posted a picture of himself literally seeing a bee. Who does that? Who does that? Nobody wants to do that because, frozen. Okay, hang on. Try one thing, you guys. I'm going to do it this way. I'm going to try to get everything working. Okay, maybe this is going to help. Okay, did that do anything for it to make it better? I really do apologize, you guys. I don't know why. It seems like it might be Rumble's fault and not mine. Did that do anything for it? Did that help at all? Okay. Keep your mouth close to the mic. Okay. All right. I don't know. It's been doing great for weeks and I'm like, yay. And now it's, whatever. All right. So you never know. So they put on the White House grounds, this beautiful White House that is literally a beehive. Isn't that amazing that they would make a White House look-alike for a beehive? So cool. Okay, what is he saying with this? He's always doing some type of symbolism. If you look here at Napoleon Bonaparte, you will see that he wore a robe with bees on it. These are not dots. They're not just little black dots. Those are literal bees. And it says here, this royal robe with bee symbolism. And so isn't that cool? So this is what he's trying to say. And here you go. The Charles and Camilla walk over and they're being just, you know, someone's explaining to them about the beehive and about the creation of the honey and how they're doing all this. It's a symbol. The whole thing is about the symbolism. And President Trump is basically saying, we're the royalty now. No more are we going to have you rule over us. You are not the royalty anymore. The royalty is in the White House. It's transferred to the White House. How about that? Isn't that great? Oh, yay, I fixed it. Yay. That's awesome. All right. So, yeah, I just wanted to make sure that you guys saw that. And on the White House website, it says a royal buzz, a royal buzz. There is very big buzz about who is the royalty now, who is the one who's going to be able to run the world, and it's not going to be the cabal. There, yeah. And so President Trump is in this royal line. And he said this. I'm so excited that he said it because I've been talking about it for a long time. And for him to now say it is pretty exciting. And the reality is he's in the true line, whereas Charles is in the usurper line. All right. So there you go. I want you to see that. And then here is where President Trump says, we're honoring the British king. It might seem an ironic beginning to our celebration of 250 years of American independence, but in fact, no tribute could be more appropriate. Long ago, before Americans had a nation or constitution, we first had a culture, a character, and a creed. Before we ever proclaimed our independence, Americans carried within us the rarest of gifts, moral courage, and it came from a small but mighty kingdom from across the sea. And that's exactly what I was just talking about. The Judah kings that began to rule in England. And this is where the kingdom was transferred out of the Middle East during the time of Jeremiah. I go into all this on the video, and it was transferred over into England. This is exactly what the Lord said he would do. He said he would uproot it. And that's exactly what he did when they worshiped Baal. He says, I have to uproot you out of this land and move you to this other land. Well, then he said he would uproot it again. He uprooted us out of England, and he transferred us over into America. Again, today is the fourth week and the third day of the counting of the Omer. We are the blessing bundle that will rescue the world. That is our destiny. And we've been transferred over here. And, you know, not to say that there aren't believers all over the world. I'm not saying that, or, you know, God's people, but it was the blessing of the blessing bundle, just like with Joseph, that he was destined to save his family and all the world. And that's exactly our destiny too. So I just thought that was amazing that he is talking about this, that we're from this mighty kingdom from across the sea. He's not talking about Charles. He's certainly not talking about the cabal. He's talking about this kingdom of God's family, the Isaac sons, Anglo-Saxons, Isaac sons. Is that cool? Isn't that the coolest thing? All right, so I want you to hear what he had to say on that. Check this out.
Washington, Thomas Jefferson, honoring the British king, might seem an ironic beginning to our celebration of 250 years of American independence, but in fact, no tribute could be more appropriate. Long before America's had a nation or a constitution, we first had a culture, a character, and a creed. Before we ever proclaimed our independence, Americans carried within us the rarest of gifts, moral courage, and it came from a small but mighty kingdom from across the sea. For nearly two centuries before the Revolution, this land was settled and forged by men and women who bore in their souls the blood and noble spirit of the British. Here on a wild and untamed continent, they set loose the ancient English love of liberty and the great Britain's distinctive sense of glory, destiny, and pride. And that's what it is. Glory, destiny, and pride.
That's what we have, you all. We have this amazing destiny. And it came from our forefathers in England, Anglo-Saxon land. And this is the kingdom he's talking about. This is a biblical kingdom. This is the kingdom of the Judah kings. Remember how in God's word it says that the kingdom would not pass from from Judah until it was given to Shiloh. And so this is the sons of Judah who have been given the right to reign. Well, it was clearly usurped by these, the New World Order. But I just love that. I'm so thankful that he is talking about this. This is a extremely important history that I wanted to make sure that you guys knew. And for those of you who are not familiar with this, again, go to the Lost Tribes of Israel, and you'll see many more videos about what happened when they were cast out of the land and starting in this, transferring the kingdom out of that land into England. All right, so that is very cool. If you like this type of information, and if you can put up with all the sound craziness, definitely check into melissaredpill.com. I think you'll really enjoy it. That's where all the videos are. And definitely give us a like, share, and subscribe. Don't forget to hit the button right now. Like, share, and subscribe. All right, so here, let's move forward. Don't forget to do it right now. So this is the other thing that Charles was also talking about. I want you I want to play for you the part where he's saying that he's begging Congress basically to defend Ukraine. Why is that? I think it's because he knows that the Iran conflict is over and that they lost. Okay, so let me play a little bit more of this. So they're moving back to Ukraine. Did I put this? The Iran war's over. Crank up the Ukraine war, right? That's exactly what they do. They just have to always have some kind of conflict. And they just, you haven't heard a peep out of Ukraine here in months since all this was going on with Iran. And now all of a sudden they're like, okay, we got to get back on Ukraine because the Iran conflict we've lost. So very exciting. All right. So he said this marks the 25th anniversary of 9/11. So he's bringing up the heartstrings. I'm just going to tell you, he's a deceiver. Do not get sucked in. He knows good and well that his role in this time is to try to get Trump to stop, attacking the cabal. And he will not. We will not stop. President Trump will not stop. He will not be deterred, as he said, even if they, no matter what they do, until the cabal is gone. That's where we are on the timeline of history. And there's no turning back at this point. It's got to be game over for one of us. And it's going to be them. All right. NATO's invocation of Article 5 after 9/11 and the shared resolve throughout two world wars. We've always been together. So please make sure that you have the same unyielding resolve in defense of Ukraine. He's begging. He's begging. Check this out.
In the immediate aftermath of 9/11, when NATO invoked Article 5 for the first time, and the United Nations Security Council was united in the face of terror, we answered the call together, as our people have done so for more than a century, shoulder to shoulder through two world wars, the Cold War, Afghanistan, and moments that have defined our shared security. Today, Mr. Speaker, that same unyielding resolve is needed for the defense of Ukraine and her most courageous people.
So there they go. There they go. And again, remember, they are all the puppets. They are all just marching in lockstep. And that's what President Trump was saying today. Our forefathers would not have believed it if they had been told that Congress would just become marching in lockstep with basically King George, this whole entire cabal. But they are, because they are puppets. They are installed just like George, just like Charles is, just like, all of these people are. So don't get sucked in, and just try to read between the lines and don't get caught up in his accent. President Trump is even talking about, oh, they're going to be so enamored by your amazing Shakespearean accent. You know, don't let any of that get you sucked in. We're not falling for this. We know exactly who we're fighting. He's on the bad side and we're on the good side, and we're not going to stop until the bad guys are gone. Okay. And I don't care if all the pomp and the circumstance and all the niceties, it does not matter, because this is our sworn enemy. It is. He works for the bad guys. Okay. I just want to make sure you guys are on the same page, right? All right. So now, yeah. Crank up the Ukraine war. Yeah, don't forget to hit the subscribe, share all these videos, and hit the like button. All right, so what is really going on with Ukraine right now? I posted this 2 days ago, and now it says there are only 3 days left. Here we are, like literally as of tomorrow, something terrible is going to happen to their oil wells. They're going to literally burst unless they have somewhere to put the oil. Think of it like if you have a hose and you're filling up a bucket and the bucket is sealed and you're trying to, the water's got to go somewhere. In this case, oil, it's got to go somewhere. Where is it going to go? And so the lines are going to start to break. They can't take the pressure. And so it's going to be breaking in the lines, pouring out on the ground. It's going to be breaking at the way back at the very beginning of the oil wells. I mean, everywhere along the line, it's going to be broken. It's really going to be a mess. Now, the people who live in Iran, you know, they've never benefited from the oil. My dear friend who's from there, who had to leave, wishes they'd never found oil there, because it turned out to be where she lost her country over it. So, you know, I don't know exactly what is going to happen, but it appears that they've basically, it appears, given up the oil wells for loss. It almost appears that way, because they're not willing to come to the table, and they know that it's game over. There's going to be an explosion of these the pipeline. So check out what President Trump had to say. This was what he said 2 days ago. So that means we got one more day. Let's see what happens.
They're in bad shape. I mean, they're really in bad shape. And of course, we've done the blockade, and the blockade's been unbelievably effective, and that means they can't get any more money. But what you're referring to is that when you have lines of vast amounts of oil pouring through your system, if for any reason that line is closed because you can't continue to put it into containers or ships, which has happened to them, they have no ships because of the blockade, what happens is that line explodes from within, both mechanically and in the earth. Something happens where it just explodes. And they say they only have about 3 days left before that happens. And when it explodes, you can never rebuild it the way it was. In other words, it will always be, if you rebuild it, it's hard to rebuild it all, but it would only be about 50% of what it is right now. So it's a very powerful thing that takes place, sort of having to do with nature. But when that gets clogged at the end, in other words, when you have to turn it off because you have no place to store this oil, either put it on ships or storage tanks, which they are just about finished with, a very bad thing is going to happen. So I think they're under pressure. But
yeah, they're under pressure. They're under pressure. Their oil wells are under pressure. And, you know, they might just have to turn everything off. Well, it's not just so easy to turn off an oil well that is under that pressure to bring that oil up. You don't just turn it off like a light switch. It says something terrible is going to happen. So we're facing, you know, down this barrel of this gun. It's really it's a big deal. We'll watch and see exactly what happens. And, you know, you think on one hand, you want this to benefit the people of Iran, but it hasn't. All these years, it's really been a terrible thing for them to have all this oil because of how the cabal, including Charles, have used it for themselves and to really control the price of oil all over the country, all over the world. So I want you to see what President Trump just posted today. He said, Iran has just informed us that they are in a state of collapse. They want us to open the Hormuz Strait as soon as possible as they try to figure out what their leadership situation, which I believe they will be able to do. Thank you for your attention to this matter, President Donald J. Trump. Now, I have not looked at it in the past couple of hours. I don't think that he's, allowing them to ship any oil. I don't think so. I mean, they you know, we're not going to, you know, that's the whole point of pressure. That's the whole point of our wonderful negotiator in chief. They have to make this decision. They have to repent. They have to change their ways, and the pressure on them is causing them to have to do that. Now, they're not making any money. They're losing $500 million a day, but ultimately they're not worried even about the money. They're worried about that they will lose their power and lose their ability to keep out of jail, keep from having judgment fall on them. And they don't really give a care at all about the people of Iran, clearly, obviously. And so, you know, they don't care if the whole thing blows up and it's a big mess and you know, these oil wells are just, you know, pouring out all over the ground. They don't care anything about that. So we'll watch and see, you know, what happens. But the people of Iran want to be free of these people, the IRGC and ultimately the New World Order. So we'll just watch and see exactly what happens on that. But he just posted this. And so I want to connect for you what is the big play, the big thing that President Trump is doing. He signed this executive order called the Presidential Determination pursuant to Section 303 of the Defense Production Act of 1950, as amended, on domestic petroleum production, refining, and logistics capacity. What is that? Okay. Well, I just wanted you to be aware that basically the KKK, and that by that I mean the Congress, the courts, and the CEOs. The Congress, the courts, and the CEOs have stopped us from being able to produce in our country the things that we need to be a successful country. For example, as he was just saying here, the production, the refining, and the logistics capacity. And they have always said, oh, this is going to be stopped in the courts. How many times have you said, they said that the judges, they overruled that. No, you can't do this. You can't do that. They've stopped this pipeline. They've stopped that production. And they say, oh, you just have to get that from China or whatever. President Trump said under his emergency powers, he is saying we must, in order to be able to continue as a country, we have to be able to produce our own products. So let me show you what he's talking about here. The Strait of Hormuz has been used to blackmail the world. They've been able to control it. But now, because President Trump is saying he's going to bring back this industrial mobilization, the biggest in all of history, he's launching the biggest industrial mobilization in all of history. And due to the blockade, these ships are coming to America to get their oil. So there we're having the production of the oil. Oh, we need to produce all this oil. And under these emergency powers, that is ginned up. And also, here it talks about in the Emergency Energy Production Act, as of April 2026, President Trump invoked this 1950 Defense Production Act, DPA, to address what his administration termed a national emergency, a national energy emergency, signing directives to boost domestic energy production and infrastructure. These actions focus on accelerating production of electric grid components and transformers, expanding petroleum and natural gas infrastructure. In other words, we have not been able to make our own transformers. How ridiculous is that? How horrible is that for the KKK, the CEOs, all these are puppets, Congress, and the courts to prevent us from being able to create our own, produce our own transformers, our own electric grid components, and then to be able to have the infrastructure for our oil and gas. They did this on purpose. This is part of the emergency order dealing specifically with energy. He's done other ones, but I'm just focusing on this one for right now. This is what he's opening up. When now we're no longer going to be controlled by Iran and the Hormuz Strait, we're going to produce whatever oil we need to produce and whatever people need, and they can come here and get it because they desperately need it. They can't be relying on Iran because of, you know, the New World Order oil, okay? So this is what he is doing. He's unleashing this just like they did after World War II that caused us to be the powerhouse of the world and making America great again, just like they did back in the day. This is exactly how our forefathers did this. They made sure that we had the freedom to do this and not under the control of the cabal, what they call free trade, which is really their control trade. So it's going to be what they call fair trade, which is where everybody just fairly trades with each other. That's where we're headed. That's why we'll have worldwide, because every nation will be set free from the cabal, and they won't have to pay them a giant portion of it, and everyone will be free to make the money for their people. Very, very exciting. I mean, buckle up. It's really going to be wonderful. So these national key aspects of recent DPA utilization is the National Emergency Energy Emergency Executive Order 14156 was signed in 2025, January, declaring a national emergency regarding energy production, which provided the foundation for these recent actions. Targeted infrastructure. The directives focus on increasing domestic manufacturing capacity for transformers, substations, high-voltage transmission components. And the Department of Energy, the DOE, is empowered to use DPA authorities to expand domestic petroleum production, refining, and natural gas systems. This is, we're getting our country back. This is really huge. He just did this. And this really is connected to what's going on in Iran with the Strait of Hormuz, that this is an emergency. We have to be able to provide oil for these countries. We have to be able to produce our own transformers, right? So that, I want you to see that. And I'm going to give you the link to this so you'll have this information that you can read on about it. This is the executive order that I was just reading to you. So there it is. And you can find those always on whitehouse.gov if you want to, you know, read more about it and get into the details of that. So our president is a genius. He knows exactly what to do to set the world free. Basically, everyone has to be free. And so that's why I wanted to show you this. The UAE, the United Arab Emirates, just left, or they said they're leaving, OPEC. OPEC is this conglomeration of all these oil-producing nations that has been controlled by the criminal cabal at the top, and they're the ones who have told them how much they can produce and who they can ship to and what the price controls are. All this has been done by the cabal. And they're saying, we're not doing that anymore. We're going to be our own country. We're going to be able to control everything ourselves. We're not going to be controlled by you anymore. Sovereign countries making their own sovereign decisions, not the New World Order controlling us. How about that? Very, very exciting. Yes. Yeah. I guess I see somebody's talking about the World War II. Did y'all see that Ilhan Omar called it World War XI? They're not sending us their best, right? Really, Ilhan? Yeah, these people, their IQ is really bad. Yeah, it's really bad. I don't know what it is that they, it's in the water over there, but their IQ is really low. All right, so y'all ready for some arrests? Let's do some arrests. It's so fun. All right, this is an advisor to Anthony Fauci. He was indicted by the DOJ on charges of concealing COVID records. He was just arrested today. Woohoo! Woohoo! You're close to getting Fauci himself. Get ready for that. How cool is that? The U.S. DOJ indicts former senior advisor to Fauci, David Morans, 78 years old, for allegedly committing a conspiracy against the United States, aiding and abetting and destroying evidence and amid federal investigations into COVID-19 origins. And we know this is the truth. We know this is exactly what he did. So he was just arrested today on the 28th of April. Yay. Praise the Lord. Now, I want you to hear what RFK Jr. had to say about this guy and how they were doing this. Basically, the ones who were supposed to be securing the system were showing them how to hide this data. Check it out.
Advisor to Dr.
Oh, that's not the one. Okay, hang on. I'm going to show you this one first. This is the one, I think. Yeah.
Congressional hearings this week in which David Morans, who was the deputy to Anthony Fauci, had emails in which he was bragging that he had been coached by the Freedom of Information staff, by the chief Freedom of Information officer at NIH, how to hide his emails, how to destroy them in ways in which he couldn't be caught. Mm. So the transparency officer at that agency, the person who's in charge of making sure there's no secrets, was actually coaching high-level staffers how to keep secrets. And, you know, of course, if government is allowed to keep secrets, they're not working for us anymore. They're working for somebody else. They're either working in their own interest or they're working for some larger interest. And, you know, I think that is the danger, that our democracy can be subverted. Teddy Roosevelt warned in 1903, he said, American democracy will never be destroyed by a foreign enemy. We're too powerful. We've got the oceans mm-hmm. between us and any potential enemies. We have a very, very strong military, a huge economy. We simply cannot be conquered. But our democratic institutions and all the values of our country will be subverted by what he called malefactors of.
There you go. There you go. That's exactly what we're talking about here with Charles coming in to speak to Congress. They march in lockstep. We have not been conquered through our military. You're not going to have a military surround our country. That's not how they would do it. They would come in and they would infiltrate the positions of power, the KKK, the CEOs, the courts, and Congress. And that's exactly what RFK is talking about. And so this was on the news today. I want you to hear what Fox News had to say. Check this one out.
Anthony Fauci now facing criminal charges. This over an alleged cover-up involving research into the origins of COVID. Rich Edson on this story. Intriguing. Rich, what you find out there in Washington?
Now it is, Bill. The Justice Department has charged David Morins, a doctor, with conspiracy, claiming he concealed federal records to counter evidence that COVID-19 may have leaked from a lab in China, all to help restore a controversial coronavirus grant. Morins, a former aide to Dr. Anthony Fauci, testified before the House's COVID Select Subcommittee nearly 2 years ago about emails he'd sent in February 2021, claiming that he'd learned to make emails disappear after he received Freedom of Information Act requests.
Ever delete or attempt to delete a federal record?
No, but let me explain why. When I came there in 1998, we were instructed to delete emails or to move them into PST files frequently because they jammed the computer.
The Justice Department says Morins used his personal Gmail account to exchange non-public information. The indictment also claims an unnamed co-conspirator gave Morins wine for his, quote, behind-the-scenes shenanigans, then suggested he could push scientific commentary in a prominent medical journal advocating that COVID-19 had natural origins. That's a competing claim with the lab leak theory. The indictment says the co-conspirator could also provide meals at top restaurants in Paris, New York, and Washington, D.C. In April 2020, the NIH terminated that back coronavirus grant awarded to EcoHealth Alliance, who then contracted the Wuhan Institute of Virology to conduct that research in China. From the start of the pandemic, its president, Peter Daszak, worked to discredit any theory that COVID-19 had leaked from that lab.
Just, sorry, it's so excited, I'm choking. Just like we said. We have been shouting this from the top of the rooftops, and we've been banned. Remember, we were banned for 5 years because we were trying to tell all this truth, and now it's coming out. You know, we knew one day the truth would come out, and how many people have suffered because they hid all this truth, all this information, and all the VAERS reports, everything that they have done. And so, yeah, it's little comfort now, after so many people have suffered and many died, to say, I told you so. But you know, this is the very thing that we have got to lock these people up. They have to pay the penalty for their crimes, because it's literally crimes against humanity. They were forcing people to take these you-know-whats, and it was just awful what they did to people. It was really straight from the pits of hell. The thing is, this is not just one guy who did this. It's not just Fauci. How many other scientists and doctors and all these who worked together, not only on this, but on 1,000 other things to take down our country? Again, when I say the KKK, the CEOs, I'm including in the CEOs, these scientists, these ones in medical journals, these ones who are controlling all these things and keeping us sick and keeping us our country from having the ability to produce our own infrastructure, et cetera. So this is a big, big day. I want you to see that. Really exciting, finally, to have these people. I can't wait for Fauci. Fauci's next. Fauci's got to be next. All right. So the next thing I want you to see is he's also going to talk here about I wanted to show you this too, super quick, because I don't think a lot of people know about this. I have a page on melissaredpill.com about movies with comms. And one of the things that he talked about, and he says most people don't know about this, is that the King family, Martin Luther King Jr.'s family, ended up suing the government and won, saying that in this civil lawsuit that the government was responsible for his death. And they won. They proved that it was the case. Now, it wasn't a criminal case. It was a civil case. But they proved that it really did happen. And so here is, let me see if I can find this one. I've got it. I want to make sure that you guys have access to this, and I'll make sure to give you the link. That's not the one. It's over on. Oh, that's not the one.
To this row.
Over on. Let's just go real quick. I'll just pull it up again. I had it pulled up, and now it got lost. So let's just get this. When you go to Freedom Force Battalion, and then you go to videos, and then you go to Movies with Comms. This one right here. Movies with Comms. I have a video here about William Pepper, U.S. government killed MLK. And so, I would just encourage you to watch that video here. I'm just going to give you the link so you can watch all of them. They're all really good. The Pentagon Papers. Oh, this William Pepper has actually a part two, a one and a two. You can also watch Apocalypto, Brave New World, 1984, all these other movies that are available to you guys. So I'm going to pop that in there, Movies with Comms. This is about the MLK. Was proven. And so he talked about that also. I don't have time to really show you that tonight, but I want you to be aware of that. The other thing is that the Learing Center, and not only the Learing Center, but 22 locations in Minneapolis of all these fraudulent companies were raided today. Hot diggity. That's so exciting. And all these Somali-linked businesses, it's coming down around their ears. Oh, praise the Lord. It's so exciting to see this happening, including the famous, infamous Quality Learing Center. Yeah, so I want you to see that happened today. 22 of these locations were raided. Hold on to your hats because it's going to be more and more and more of that. Okay, so now let's go to our favorite criminal. And the U.S. indicts former FBI Director James Comey for a second time. This one was indicted for a photo of seashells he posted on social media, which some interpreted as a threat against President Trump. Trump has pushed for charges against Comey, whom he views as a major political adversary. It was 86-47. I don't have a picture of it on here, but you guys remember the seashells that were put in the shape of the form of 86-47, which is basically, you know, it's a mafia hit. And so, yeah, I want you to see that one. It also came out, the DOJ came out today, and it's actually two counts that carry 10-year penalties for each. One is putting out the charge, putting out the post, and one, let me see what she exactly says, just literally came out. They charged him with two felony counts, knowingly making a threat against the President of the United States and transmitting an interstate communication containing a threat to kill the president, each carrying a maximum of 10 years in prison. So, yeah, so much for you saying you would never bring it, and no one would bring, no one would bring charges in such a case. Remember that? Remember his famous saying? And now let's just talk about her super quick. Now, I don't have an arrest on her because I know you guys are like really wanting that to happen, but something did happen that I want you to be aware of, and we're going to be watching for this. Chuck Grassley just came out with this letter, now re-examining this case. He said it didn't, let's go back. Back to this. I'm going to give you the link to this because I don't have time to talk about this whole thing tonight. But Chuck Grassley is bringing this up about the Uranium One and the transfer of our uranium to Rosatom. And he's connecting the dots on this about Hillary. Okay. In this 2018 Q post, everything is related to what is happening right now. Why do you think Trump keeps mentioning about Obama and the pallets of cash? We were at 17 asked a series of questions that painted a dramatic picture that if you did the research, it proved the Iran nuclear deal was not what it seemed. And Uranium One material may have secretly ended up in helping Iran and Syria build nuclear weapons. This is all connected. And it was basically the Iranian weapons ended up in the hands of, they're all connected. They're all cabal. Okay. They have different names so that you're like, oh, one person will be able to get away with it. They always are hiding who's the real perpetrator. The official Iran nuclear deal was supposed to stop Iran's nuclear program and keep it from getting weapons-grade material. It did the exact opposite, of course. And so 17 asked, what if the program never actually stopped? What if Iran quietly built a hidden satellite nuclear site in northern Syria? And the explosive twist, what if the uranium from the Uranium One deal with Hillary somehow made its way to Iran or Syria? 17 references the movie The Sum of All Fears, a story about terrorists getting this nuclear bomb made from stolen material. And that's exactly what it appears Chuck Grassley is pulling on this information and exposing some of this. So this is just the first few things to have just come out in the past day or so. Where did the pallets of cash and the Obama administration sent to Iran actually go? How many secret plane deliveries happened, and did they all land in the same spot? Is the U-1 material traceable? And we were told, yes, it is. Did the U.S. government know about any of this? Yes. I mean, all of this has gone on. All this has happened with Iran because we cannot allow them to be a nuclear threat. And who was behind all this? It appears, the evidence is coming out, that it was Hillary and Obama. So hold on to your hats on that, too. It says defined cover means the Iran deal and other official stories were just a smokescreen to hide what was really happening with the uranium transfer. These people, traitors. This is why they don't want there to be a firing squad. My last video that I just posted, before I knew that there was going to be some attempt on President Trump's life again, was called Firing Squad. And that's why even the Pope is coming out saying, no, we can't have that. That's against, you know, humanity, blah, blah, blah. No, these people who have committed treason, it must be the firing squad. Comey knows that. Hillary knows that. Obama knows that. He clarified later in the 16-year plan to destroy America, mass extinction events via war were planned. This is what it's boiling down to, is that these people were intending not just with the jab, but with uranium, with nuclear bombs to destroy humanity. This was their plan. This is, we were at that point in the timeline of history until President Trump. This is crimes against humanity. This is treason. And they've got all the evidence. And it was just a matter of the right timing for all this to come out. And it had to be that Iran had to be, that issue had to be resolved first. So I'm going to post this. This was from MJ Truth Ultra. He had put this together. So I'm going to put this over in the chat for you guys so you can have that too. Yes. And thank you, Songbird, for reminding everyone to hit the like button. Hit the like button, everybody, for me. All right. Okay. So one other quick thing, and then I've got something else. I've got two quick things I want to talk to you about. One is that on the 5th of May, Cinco de Mayo, that's the 33rd day of the counting of the Omer. We don't really count it as 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, you know, but we're on like day 23 of the counting of the Omer, 24. But on the 33rd day, which is next Tuesday, right in the middle of our show, we're going to have, they're going to be celebrating Lagba Omer. Lagba Omer is when they literally go and they dance around a fire that, and they actually have it shaped like a pyramid. Seriously. That's, these kids are out there dancing around this pyramid. And why are they celebrating on the 33rd day of the counting of the Omer? What are they actually memorializing? They're memorializing their ancestors who did crimes and they were not stealthy enough. They were not careful enough. They didn't blame other people enough and they got caught. 24,000 of them were executed. 24,000 because they got caught. And so they're having this celebration every year, this memorial, to those people who were caught and were executed, because they're saying, don't let that happen to you. Don't let that happen to you, Comey. Don't let that happen to you, Morins, whatever his name is, or Fauci, or Hillary, or Obama. Don't let that happen to you. We might have to throw you under the bus. But, you know, or Charles. These people... I don't care how great of an accent they have. I don't care how much money they have. I don't care how much power and prestige they have. And if they're talking in front of Congress, I don't care. They're criminals. Criminals. And President Trump has to put on the show like he's great. But if you really listen to what he said, and I've just posted several videos today about what President Trump was saying. If you listen to him, you can read between the lines and know, just like how I showed you on that, the very first video on clip on this video, he's got people back dressed in war clothes from back in the day, saying we feel the same way we did in 1776. We are not going to let you people rule over us. Finished. End of story. All right. So I want you to see that. That's called Lagba Omer. That's another picture of them memorializing that. And so you can look that up online if you want to and see more about that. Okay. Now, how'd you like all that? I hope you really enjoyed all that information. Now I have a wonderful guest. I just love seeing people made well. So I've got my wonderful friends with me today. I have my wonderful Dr. Laura and Laura. Hey, girls. I'm so glad to see you. Let me tell everybody real quick about you guys. Everybody knows Dr. Laura, and she's the one who basically saved my mom's life because of her wonderful treatment. Her group is prescribinglife.com. And so she is a true healer, a true doctor. She loves to make people well. I know I shouldn't use that H word, but it's the truth because she's making people well, and she just loves doing that. And so we're going to get to hear the latest with Laura. When I first met Laura, she had just had her first treatments, but she was, can you hear me?
Yeah. Yes. I think this Laura.
Yeah. That Laura. She had been really struggling with some health maladies, and look at her now. She's like a little calf let out of the stall, right? Like the Bible says. So, hey, welcome. I'm so glad you're here. Tell us the latest.
Okay. So I'll go. I started realizing I had multiple sclerosis. I was, very imbalanced, always walking like a drunk. My gait was really difficult to navigate. I couldn't do a lot of the things. I couldn't walk for any length of time. My legs would freeze up. I'd have to rest like every 20 minutes. I got to take a new drug called dalfampridine, and they let me stay on my legs a whole hour, And so I thought I was good, but then I see you with Dr. Laura, and you have,
You've been on the Freedom Force Battalion for a long time.
Yes.
And then you found out about what happened with my mom. For those of you who are new, my mom was on three opioids a day because she had an injury to her back, and then she had back surgery, and her back was just in terrible, terrible pain. And so Dr. Laura fixed her right up, and that's why mom is go, go, go. But yes, so you had multiple, multiple sclerosis. And you told me one time that your legs felt like tree trunks, just like, like concrete. Lead weights.
I couldn't pick them up. And it was just, the incredible part was that I didn't have pain. Right. So I kept thinking when you were talking to people with Dr. Laura, I said, I'm not a candidate.
Gotcha.
And then you have a nice fella on, and he had multiple sclerosis, and he'd been, he had some back problems. That's his whole thing was he was going for the back, and he got, the new going around the scar tissue and everything. So that's why I was like, oh my gosh, let me have a consult. And so I met with Dr. Laura at the end of August of last year, and we started the treatment in September. Mm-hmm. I came on your show.
Yes.
I'd been maybe 5 days or 5 treatments, and I could already see that it was probably going to go there, but I just assumed it's going to be this incredible long road, and it was not.
That's amazing. Really? Okay. Yeah. So I think, cause you had the 5 treatments, and then, so you were like almost well at that point. Is that what you're telling me?
I was well on my way.
Yeah.
And I did another week. We did 7 the next week. And then I said, she's like, oh my God, you're like 80%. And so we did kind of slow roll it up, and I had to work on learning how to do everything again, learning to trust myself, learning to trust that I don't need to be always holding on to things, that I actually can step up on the curb. I don't need to, it's retraining yourself, And I think it's been incredible.
That's so exciting. That's so wonderful. So yeah. So for those of you who are not familiar, multiple sclerosis is basically where the sclera of your nerves is damaged, and it's all like broken. And so that's the coating on the outside of your nerves. And so your nerves are not sending the signals to walk or to pick up things or whatever it is. And so this is what's so amazing about the treatments. It's just not some chemical or something scary that Laura is doing. It is something to help literally to remove the inflammation of your nerves and to condition. It's like basically a conditioner for your nerves to help them to really heal, because God created you to heal. Am I saying that right, Laura? You tell it better than I do.
Correct. Yes, correct. The idea behind the treatment is to repair the damage that has been caused, but also to reroute the information. And that's why immediately since the first session, with Laura, we could start seeing so much progress. And, you know, like she said, it's her body being retrained into doing the things she already, like for her whole life, was able to do. And now, even if I love to see her, I don't get to see her very often because at the beginning we were having, you know, treatment all the time. Now I see her, you know, for maintenance once a month or every 2 months, depending on how we're doing.
Right.
And
right.
The greatest part of all is that she was also scheduled for her medication, for her treatments for multiple sclerosis back in January. And she's doing so great that we decided, let's wait and see how you keep doing. If you don't need it, because of course it has a lot of side effects as well. So
I'm sorry, the what has side effects?
The medication she was taking.
Okay.
It was basically like a chemotherapy. Okay. So now she wasn't taking that. And we were kind of waiting on that. But her doctors, of course, were pushing for the medication. And we decided to wait. She had faith on how she was feeling.
Right. Well, she'd been trying. She, in your defense, you gave them a lot of tries, a lot of attempts to fix you. They couldn't.
That's right. Well, they weren't trying to. They just want to keep me from getting worse.
Yes. Right. They were there. And in multiple sclerosis, they always tell you there is no way you can get better.
I hate that. I hate that they always, all the doctors say that you're not going to get better. We're just trying to keep from getting worse.
To prove them wrong, because you know every day she's just getting better and better. We always have like new tests. She's also like traveling and doing things with her friends, things that she was afraid of doing before. And it just makes me so happy to see you thriving and happy and living your life. And
it is. Yeah, it's really exciting. It's so exciting, and I'm so thankful that the Lord allowed me to share, you know, what happened with my mom and how Laura helped me after I was poisoned. Cause my issue was my phrenic nerve. You need that. Didn't even know I had one, but I needed it because that's what caused you to be able to breathe. And so when, you know, Laura helped to unlock that thing so I could breathe again, it was amazing. So, you know, it's just really exciting to see, you know, people getting well. Really, I'm just very thankful to be able to share this information and that you had the courage to jump on there and try it, give it a shot. Yes, and there you are. Look at you. And now you have your life back.
Yeah, yes.
That is so great.
Everybody notices, right? They saw me before all wandering around, like I couldn't do anything. And now they're like, what happened? You know, I'm like, and it was so fast. I mean, 7 months.
Amazing. You never, ever hear about someone with multiple sclerosis getting well.
Yeah, and I'd been sick for, they said, probably a decade, you know. But I didn't realize that's what it was because I had a heart condition too. So, you know, it's just a lot of things that kind of God let me see it all at the right time, his timing, you know?
Yeah, you look so full of energy. You just look amazing. I'm so happy. Well, yeah. And so alongside that, Laura does a nutrition program because a lot of these things that we don't know necessarily what caused your multiple sclerosis, but I wouldn't doubt that it's toxins, and these toxins attack our nerves and attack our whole bodies. And so that's what Laura, you want to speak real quickly about the nutrition program that you do, Laura? Dr. Laura?
Of course, like you were saying, Melissa, it is very important to keep in mind that we have been, you know, the environment is toxic in many different ways, and that includes some of the things we're eating. And in many cases, and we were just talking with Laura about this, we are not aware, and we think we're doing something healthy, and we're trying our best, and we're actually getting poison and having a lot of toxins from that food that we think is healthy.
Right.
So
like strawberries. The other day, my husband was wanting to get some strawberries. I said, no, don't get strawberries unless they're proven organic because they soak in all these toxins and you're just basically eating a little cute red thing, ball of toxins.
Correct. And it could be, you know, like a soup, and you just think you're having a soup because it's healthy, a can, but then it's coming a can that it has a lot of toxins and it's absorbing everything.
Right.
And then we're about the amount of sugar that is in it as well. So there are so many different things that we are not aware of. So we want to help you guys to have a better understanding of, okay, this is what you like, and let's try to make that same things that you like in a healthier way, and also see the supplements you're taking and making sure they're not being like contradicted with each other, or they're not causing any damage.
Right.
And make sure you're taking it at the right time of the day, so you're actually getting everything, all the benefits that you want from them.
Right.
So
yes, it
really well, and it, you know, it can be done from anywhere in the world that you are.
Right. Right.
That's the great thing about it. And with Laura, we're implementing it too. And yeah, so.
Right. And with me, you know, and you went through everything. I was in pretty much, you knew what I was doing, but you also resorted it as far as the timing on some of these things, because like if you take magnesium early in the morning, well, that's going to make you sleepy. Well, that's not going to help. So you take that, you know, at late at night. I'm like, duh, you know, but it's just things that I didn't necessarily key in on. And so I was really glad that you showed me how to do that. Yeah. So actually Mr. Wonderful is now doing a green smoothie. If you haven't seen my green smoothie page, go to melissaredpill.com and look at the green smoothie, and you can make it where it's really, really delicious. And I like that beet powder. It can make dirt taste good. It's really that good.
And green juice as well. So she
yes. I mean, and then what's so great about the green smoothie is that you can toss in something like, you know, I love how on my health page, freedomforce.live/health, when you go there, you'll see this nutrients. It's got spirulina and chlorella and cilantro and all these things can help you to detox, but it's kind of strong. And they have a little cute glass on there with a little green juice in it. And it's, to be honest, it's kind of strong for me. I mean, if you like that, then now you can do that. But I like to put mine where I have protein powder. I put all kinds of things in there, and just it tastes delicious by the time I fix it up. And I'm getting so many things in my body to help my body to detox, as well as to give it the nutrients that it needs. So anyway, Laura helps you to do all that too. So thank you for that. Because we need two things we got to do. We got to detox the bad stuff, get rid of that, and put in the good things. And then if you've got any illness, you know, give us a kind of a laundry list of the other things that you do, not only multiple sclerosis, but what else could you help fix?
Right. Well, anything that is neurologically related. And, you know, I know we focus a lot, and Laura said it, with chronic pain, but anything that is affecting the nervous system, we can help with. We can help to repair a lot of issues. And the thing is that the nervous system is connected to pretty much every organ in our body.
Right.
So that's why you were mentioning, for example, your heart. And we were able to work on your heart from the nervous system and the phrenic and getting work all again.
Yes.
So everything is encompassed. And once we work in one specific area, we're actually helping your whole body. And that's the way we're designed.
We're designed
to work as we are just a unity. So for me, it's very strange when us as doctors start, you know, dissecting in the body and just like, okay, I'm just going to look at your eye, or I'm just going to look at your lungs, or, well, everything is connected. And if we are targeting one specific area, we need to see everything. And that's why we also include nutrition into that.
Right. And so, so kind of like what your doctor was saying, you know, you never get better. We're just trying to make sure you don't get any worse. You know, when I got poisoned, and I have the story about me being poisoned over my website too, if y'all want to hear about that. But, you know, when I got poisoned, you know, they were saying, you'll never get better. You know, my heart was really damaged. But Laura told me something really great, which really, you know, kept me having hope. She says, you know, God made us to heal, and he made us where our cells replace. We just have to give our bodies the building blocks so that it will have what it needs to do that. And so there you go. It worked, you know, and just like the same thing with you. Really, really exciting. Is there anything else you wanted to share with everybody before we go?
I think I'm just thankful for you, Laura, for being here and sharing this with everyone. I was telling her she can give hope to so many people.
Yes.
Like saying, you know, this is not just about chronic pain, but about so many different things. And the fact that multiple sclerosis, for example, it has been so like forgotten, and people just think this is the way it's going to be for the rest of my life, and I'm going to get worse every day. And now that we can see that that's not the case.
Right. Amen. I love that. Happy.
And this is all because of you, Melissa.
Oh,
you
know, it's because of you. And
we're here, you know, having treatment, even though I don't see her very often, but I'm just glad that we are able to connect that way.
Yes. So. Yes. So, yeah. And so, you know, if you have something that you want to ask Laura about, you can do a telemed. You can get on the phone with her and you guys can go through it. And that's, I'm sure that was the first step that you did, huh, Laura?
Yeah.
And so, yeah. So do that. And you know, you can talk about nutrition, and she'll do whatever she can to help you, even if you are not in the Houston area. But I will tell you this, I don't care if I was living on the moon, I'd be like, I'm going to see Laura, Dr. Laura, to get me well, because it's very rare to find someone like her who really does have the heart of a doctor. We love you so much. So yeah, definitely go to prescribinglife.com and find out more. This is the website right here. And so it talks about the nutrition and all that right there. I guess that's it. Is there anything else you want to tell, Laura?
I think we're good.
All right. Awesome. You know what? Also, go to the testimonials and you'll hear other people. I think Laura's on there, as well as others who have been made well. And it's just exciting days. This is part of the golden age. This is part of what's going to happen in the golden age, where we're going to have health for everybody. That's what's going to happen. It's very exciting days that we are living in. All right. So now let's go ahead and pray, and then we're going to jet. Okay. Thank you so much, Lord, for the healing that is coming for everyone. Thank you for the truth that's coming out. I don't even want to say the word because I know it'll get banned, but Lord, all just that they have hidden from us is now coming out so that we can be well. Thank you, Lord, that there's hope for our future. And thank you, Lord, that for our wonderful president, how he is really working so hard to set everybody free from everything that they've done to us. Lord, I just ask you to bless everyone on the battalion. I pray you just keep us safe, protect us, guide us into perfect health, and use us in a mighty way to as your instruments on this earth to share the truth. We love you, and we praise you that your promises are yay and amen. Everything you promise is coming true right before our very eyes. I pray all this in your wonderful name, King Jesus. Amen. All right, guys, I love you. I'm going to jet, and you know what I'm going to do? You know how I always do, right, Laura? You know, I don't know if Dr. Laura knows, but Laura, I'm going to show you. I'm going to grab this real quick, and then we're going to play our little song, and and we're going to jet, right? All right, we're going to go, and I'll see you on Saturday, you guys, at 10:30 a.m. Central, okay? And I'll talk to you later.
He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a wine press. On his robe at his thigh was written this title, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.